I want to talk to you about something that will outlive us all.
Is it tardigrades?
That too, but Twinkies.
Oh, even better.
Did you know that you can now bake your own Twinkies? And it's not just the little flimsy, tiny Twinkies. It's a giant family-sized Twinkie cake. It's like the size of a pound cake, basically.
You had me at giant Twinkie.
Yeah. So you can go to Walmart. This is one of my favorite things because everyone is probably within 20 miles of a Walmart. Like anyone who can listen to this podcast can probably get to a Walmart. And for a limited time, they are back again this year. They had them last year. You can also get them online, but they send you the kits, but much like any boxed, type baking kit, you're going to need vegetable oil, eggs, water, and heavy cream additionally. Wow. So don't just think that you can just do it with the box. Like, you're going to also need the additional ingredients. The good news is the party size Twinkie cake is 12 servings. So, you know, in reality, that's like four servings. Right. But it's family size. So that's good. And so you don't put all that work in and you just have like one. But a lot of people are saying that it is their new family holiday tradition because it's so kitschy and silly and weird to bake a Twinkie cake, but everyone seemingly loves it. I mean, it's the cake minus some of the things that they might put in the cake to make it last forever, as we know the boxed up Twinkies to be.
So, question, can we take this like a step further and state fair it and then cook it and then deep fry it?
I like where your mind is going right now, Cliff. That sounds like a great idea. Make sure it's not too cold when you put it
yes,
in.
Yes,
like,
that's dangerous. Room temperature Twinkie.
Yes, don't take it out of the freezer or anything or the fridge and then try to fry it.
Have you ever had a deep fried Twinkie?
I have. Actually, they had one at a haunted house. They had like fair foods at a haunted house here. Yeah.
What did you think?
I mean, first of all, anything deep fried in like a fair or a whatever setting like that is fun. It's just not something that I ever need to have like regularly.
Absolutely agreed. Yeah, they're fine. I had mine at a bar. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. So I'm going to tell you about Christmas cards, Heather. Do you send Christmas cards? Have you ever sent Christmas cards?
Okay, listen. Every year we talk about how I'm going to get on it and I'm going to be a real adult human for the first time ever. And I still haven't, Cliff. I'm terrible. I mean, the only thing that I managed to do is keep two of the four succulents that you sent me alive. Two of them are still alive.
That's pretty good. That was over a year ago, right? Or close to a year. Yeah.
Last year for Christmas. Yeah. And it was the most delightful gift. And I was so excited about it. One of them died immediately. And then my cat knocked another one over. And when I repotted it, it just didn't make it. It was not happy.
I mean, I will not say I do not send Christmas cards every year. We have the best of intention of sending Christmas cards every year. Sometimes we make it. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we send out New Year's cards. So, you know, like, I don't think you have to feel bad if you don't, you know, you don't make it in time for Christmas. Send out a New Year's card. It'll be fine. People like getting mail, whatever. But I was kind of curious when that started, because, you know, who starts sending out, you know, dozens and dozens of Christmas cards? And it actually it started like long time ago, but not as long as you might think. So in the 1840s, Christmas cards used to be this, like, do you have any relatives, like probably older relatives, that send you a very long like Christmas letter every year with everything that happened to them?
I have like five people that do that.
Wow.
I do really like it because I like their effort and all of that they put in.
Yeah.
And I think you're a show off, like, because I can barely get a card together.
But anyway, that in like Victorian times was kind of the standard. That was how you corresponded with people. That was what the Christmas cards was. And there was a guy named Henry Cole who's like, this is just too much. I can't send out these massive Christmas letters to everyone. And so he, you know, created something way smaller and started sending out Christmas cards. And it kind of caught on. It became a little bit of a thing. In England. So, like, it didn't catch up over here until after the Civil War. And the first folks that did it over here was a Prussian immigrant with a small, simple thing. It was the, you know, kind of the same size, and it started being a thing over here in right after the Civil War. But here's where it gets interesting, right?
It's already interesting, Cliff.
So this is my favorite part, though, because it kind of snuck up on me when I was doing the research. So right after the turn of the century, people started to realize, you know, the ones that start over here were like postcard size. So kind of small, like a postcard's like 3x5, you know, not, you know, small enough that you can send a little bit of a greeting, but maybe you want a little bit more. And so people, a group of brothers, started making Christmas cards that were 4x6, which is kind of the standard size today, right? And this is in 1914. They gave you the envelope, the card was the right size, and their name, they were the Hall Brothers. And then 10 years later, they became the Hallmark. And that's where Hallmark came from. Hallmark was started because they started doing Christmas cards. And now they have their own TV network. It's weird.
Why isn't there a Hallmark original movie
about this?
That story?
Some nice lady goes to Kansas City and meets three brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that.
Yes.
Yeah, I was very surprised. Like the article I read it in, like, snuck that in. They're like, oh, the Hall Brothers are doing this. I was like, oh, the Hall Brothers, that's very interesting. So Hallmark, that's yet another thing we can attribute to Hallmark. Valentine's Day and yes, greeting cards, all thanks to Hallmark.
Incredible.
They sell millions of them every year. So,
well, speaking of Valentine's Day, where romance and Christmas collide, I'm going to tell you about some Christmas boxers tomorrow.
I am going to tell you about Santa Claus getting a boyfriend in Norway.
Yay!